Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, nice to see you on the other side of the table.
Yes, it's nice to be back on this side of the table, as it usually is. Why don't you clear up the challenge, and we'll go from there.
Last week I said, start with the name of O.J. Simpson trial witness and D-list actor Cato Kalin. Change one letter to a C, rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase for something you might want to cut down on if you're trying to lose weight.
Well, what is it?
If you change one of the K's to a C, you can rearrange those letters to spell cola intake.
And you've been doing very well on that front with all that seltzer you drink. Okay, Ian, the Fall Fun Drive is in full swing, which means this place is teeming with volunteers. To celebrate the wonderful people without whom the Fun Drive wouldn't be possible, I've brought a quiz about the volunteer state, Tennessee.
Okay, let's give it a try.
First up, from 1943 until 1974, the Ryman Auditorium on Fifth Avenue in Nashville was the home theater for broadcasts of what famous country music concert series?
That was the Grand Ole Opry.
Correct. And that is now recorded at Opryland, USA, and they cut a 6-foot circle from the stage at the Ryman Auditorium and placed it at center stage in Opryland. So people can still stand on the stage at the Ryman Auditorium in its own special way.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Many key Union victories in the U.S. Civil War were fought in Tennessee, including the Twin Rivers Campaign and the Battle of Shiloh, both fought in 1862, and the 1863 Chattanooga Campaign. Those battles, and many others, were fought under the command of what Union general?
I'll guess Grant?
Yeah, that's correct. Ulysses S. Grant is right. He was actually born Hiram Ulysses Grant, and according to him, the S didn't stand for anything. Later co-opted by Harry Truman.
Indeed.
Grant did it first, Truman. The 1993 film The Firm stars Tom Cruise as a student at Harvard Law School who was offered a lucrative job at a Memphis law firm under the mentorship of an attorney played by Gene Hackman. The film is based on the 1991 novel by what author?
John Grisham.
That's correct. And that was the first widely recognized book by Grisham, and it helped the previous book, A Time to Kill, gain in popularity. Relocating from Texas to Tennessee in 1997, the NFL's Houston Oilers kept their nickname, playing as the Tennessee Oilers for two seasons. For the 1999 season, they changed their nickname to the one they still use. By what name do we now know the former Oilers?
The Titans.
The Tennessee Titans, yes. And they went to the Super Bowl in their first season as the Titans, and they lost to the St. Louis Rams 23-16.
Can still see that outstretched arm on the 1-yard line.
I'm sure a lot of people can. And then they wake up from their nightmares.
Indeed.
And finally, Tennessee borders 8 other states, which ties it with Missouri for most states bordered. Which of the 8 states shares the longest border, over 338 miles, with Tennessee?
It's Kentucky?
Yes, Kentucky is correct. The northern border of Tennessee is the southern border of Kentucky, 338 miles. Well, Ian's gone off to enter some pledges, so while he's gone, I'll tell you that he went 5 for 5 this week. While you've got a few minutes, why not call 1-800-323-9262 and give your pledge to one of the fantastic volunteers? And of course, you can write to Ian and me at quiz@wamc.org.
Or while you're reveling in the moral high ground of your WAMC membership, you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word volunteers. Change one letter to a G, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 3 letters, 7 letters, for what someone might do before speaking in public. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, you've been a WAMC member, on-air personality, and friend to the station all throughout. So on this Fun Drive edition of our show, thanks for that. And we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
It's my pleasure. We'll see you then.